Each year, Unalaskans participate in the community-wide cleanup, but some take the project to a deeper level. KUCB's Ann Hillman joined the Unalaska Divers Association as they cleaned beneath the surface.
A group of 8 volunteer divers, including Aura Beatty, swim around the sea float in the small boat harbor, collecting debris.
We found 2 large crab pots, but they were deeply, deeply embedded and wouldn't come up. We found everything from like old PVC piping to strange wooden objects that looked like plows. I mean, just about anything, you know, right down to just like your normal trash that you would see on the side of the road. People just throwing things over the sides of their boats.
With help from UniSea employees, they pull up bulky objects covered in sea anemones, urchins, sponges, starfish, and other sea life. The dock reeks from the rotting mud that drips off the trash, and, as Chris Graves explains, from some of the casualties. Birds get caught in the abandoned crab pots at the bottom of the harbor.
The birds can't find a way out. They think there's food in there, they'll see something to go after, but once they get in there, there's no way back out of it, so they drowned.
But the team tries to save what they can, and they toss starfish, crabs, and other animals back into the water. This is the 2nd year they've cleaned up the small boat harbor. Last year, they couldn't get it all. Jennifer Shockley says it isn't easy.
Yeah, it's fun. It's a lot of work. When you start diving and you add in the fact that you're trying to, you know, see invisibility, you know, you've only got about 6-inch to 1-foot visibility, and you're trying to tie stuff off and do fancy knots underwater with big, thick mittens on your hand. And yeah, it's a lot of work, but it's fun.
The divers tie buoys to some of the objects, and UC workers help hoist them out.
Broad mussels!
It's a big one. It's like a 6-foot one.
Okay. Others are raised to the surface with lift bags. The divers tie empty bags to the trash, then blow air into them until they float closer to the surface. All of the waste, including almost a dozen crab pots and a car battery, is taken to the landfill for proper disposal. I'm Ann Hillman.